Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, one and only. And the world is happy about that. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Susan Spaulding, the author of Life 2.0, Recalibrate for Life 3.0, Transition Stories for Business Leaders. Also a workbook that's available for free right now to download from your website, right, Susan?
That's right.
We appreciate that very much. Give us that website again, please.
Recalibratelife.com.
All right, so check that out, folks, and download that workbook. And I've got one right in front of me here. It's pretty cool the way she's laid all the options and asking you the right questions to help you come up with some pretty good responses for yourself. And Susan, we thank you for that generous offer. We're talking about, folks, we've talked about financial part of retirement in the past. We've talked about, you know, the technical, the literal, the practical part of all this. And Susan today wants to talk about the community. In the previous segment, we spent a whole segment talking about what a community might look like, how you might fit in with that community. What else do we need to know about community in terms of when you're headed off into the fourth quarter of your life?
As silly as it might sound, I'm a list maker. That I love to cross off the to-dos and see where I'm going. And it may be a really great place to start as you think about your community, and that's make a list of people that you want to stay connected with, or people that you've always wanted to connect with, but you frankly just haven't had the time.
If you don't write some of this stuff down, you will lose it. It will not pop back up into your head like you think it will it?
That's exactly right. And you'll be surprised at who might come to the surface that you just haven't had the chance to connect with. And Jim and I were talking on the break. There's so many different reasons to connect with people. It can be for another business opportunity. It can be for volunteer. It can be for caregiving. So do think about it in a broad way. And then start making those connections. It really makes sense. I had no idea how much time I'd spend in coffee shops since I started writing this book and meeting with people and reconnecting with my roots in Kansas City. And it really is a great place and time to meet with old friends and meet with new friends.
Do you recommend when you meet with those people? Do you have a group that you talk about some of the things you're dealing with? I mean, do you have people? Are there certain people in your community that you talk openly about your finances? Other people that you talk openly about relationships, whatever? Do you have that? Do you find that going on?
I do. It makes a difference in terms of who you're connecting with and what you're sharing, and you need to think about that when you make up that list. And then, you know, just get started. When I first got off the road from traveling all the time, I was meeting people every week, several times a day. But now what I do is I try to reserve one day a week and at least have a coffee and a lunch scheduled to reconnect.
That's a big deal right there. What you just said, it seems to me to be a big deal. If you want to have a life, plan it.
Exactly right. And then the other thing that people so appreciate, you know, it's always a give and a take. So remember that you're not only making a list for yourself, you're listening to other people's stories and what they need and thinking about your own network and who to introduce your network to. So that there's introductions to be made. And that makes all the difference. That's how I met a couple of the people that I interviewed for my book. One person led me to another person. that had just great stories to tell about their life 2.0. There's also a really great book about master networking, simple read. It's called Coffee, Lunch, Coffee by Alana Moeller. And if you want to take a look at that, I'm sure you can find it on Amazon. But it's a really simple book that frames up how to get the ball rolling with your community.
Well, and there's so many other things that I know, just being around folks over the years, you share the good, the bad, and the ugly with the family, with grandkids, you know, with dealing with grandkids, and of course dealing with family. And there's so many, you know, being having taken care of my mother and my father, toward the end of their life. I mean, there's a lot of course they were at the end of life, but I mean even before that, just watching them go through all of this. To me, what I hear you saying is, are you gonna let life retire you, or are you gonna retire on your own terms?
That is what I'm saying, and we all.
And I'll tell you, I'm too old and stuck in my ways not to retire on my own terms. I can tell you that.
Exactly right.
When I make the shift, I'm going out, you know, in charge.
And we all want to do that to some extent, and really make that life 2.0 the best it possibly can.
And do it as early as you can, because when you do get to the end of life, that's when you lose some control.
That's right, as we all know.
I got to wrap it up, Susan. Give us the website quickly one more time.
Recalibratelife.com.
Folks, go there. Check out her book, Life 2.0, but also that workbook is free right now from her website, so check that out. Thank you, Susan. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.